David Lucas Burge Ear Training Library for Musical Excellence. The Perfect Pitch Ear Training Super Course, Masterclass D3.
We have arrived at our very last lesson for our Phase 2 Perfect Pitch Ear Training. And now you all have become expert ear trainers yourselves. Perfect pitch is not some recipe. We've said this all along. You add certain amount of baking soda with a certain amount of flour and a certain amount of water, and then you bake it for a certain amount of time. It's not that simple. It's an art, and you've all been listening throughout all these masterclass sessions, and now you all know the theory behind perfect pitch ear training, and you've all experienced for yourselves the ear opening again and again, more and more deeply into these tones. You've passed all your drills. You've arrived at this crucial point right now. You've actually developed perfect pitch at this point, pretty much. Now it's up to you to put those polishing touches on. Solo keyboards. Work with your drills any way you feel you need to. Reach out, play any one, two, or three tones. Play chords, do this, do that, whatever you feel you need to do. Ad lib. You know where there's any weaknesses in your ears. If you're confusing certain tones, work with those tones. Just rework any drills any way that you feel your ear needs to be trained. You are now the ear trainer. Same with solo guitarists. You can see what to do. You see what we've done with our A string, our D string, and our G string. Now you can work your other strings. Work your B string the same way. Work your E strings the same way. Do 2 and 3 note chords. Do the same thing. Go back and forth between A string, D string, G string, B string, and E string, and have the repetitions become less. Color awareness is becoming grounded. Your ear has been thoroughly prepared. You'll figure out how to work your strings in any way you need to gradually wean yourself from needing your reference tone. Every time we go back to our A string or our D string or our G string, then we're needing a reference tone. But add more tones in between your reference tones as you go. I'm not giving you any drill this time. This is all up to you now. It's your professional judgment at this point. Come back to your tones less and less. Add more any tones as you're going, because it's the any tones that are testing you for perfect pitch. You have to be skillful here, but I'm very confident that you can complete this drill. Work with your tones and your strings any way that you feel you need to until you feel you've got the tones. This is your final step to color discrimination. Teams? You can do random rounds with all tones. You can backtrack to your 3 diminished seventh patterns if you need to. You can go back to scales if you want. Just test each other. Finally, play tones. Identify the tones. If you find weaknesses with particular tones, drill those areas. If you find that 3-tone chords are difficult in any way, maybe with the black, maybe with the white tones, whatever, work those areas, smooth them out. And you can take a break and go to scales, any scales. Instead of C major scale, you can work an E major scale. Do the whole lessons with an E major scale all over again. There's many different things that you can do. You can backtrack to any comfortable lesson and rework the whole thing in a new key if you want. Basically, for everyone now, you have practically gained your color discrimination. In this session for your homework, for everybody, we're simply reworking our drills one last time together, you and me, to make sure that we can identify all the tones. You need a little sense of artistry here, and I know that each of you is going to be able to pinpoint any weaknesses that may still be lingering there, and you'll be able to devise your own drills to correct those weaknesses. I know you can do this. When you each feel that perfect pitch, your color discrimination has opened for you, then you'll be able to pass on to our final session for phase 3. Now, you don't have to be absolutely 100% accurate. Don't think you can't ever make a mistake. In the beginning, when we first develop perfect pitch, we can be a little shaky. That's not a problem. But when you feel you're pretty well established with your color discrimination, then I'll see you one last time for our final perfect pitch session.